field that you've planted in the spring, you might say it's because the soil is very...
Moisture.
All right. Moisture?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The flat lowland along a stream, it overflows in the spring and it's plowed later. Do you know what that's called? The flat low-lying land right along the stream.
At the bottom.
Right along the stream, next to it. And it floods in the spring, and it's plowed later. Do you know what that would be called? Along a creek or a stream, and it overflows with water in the spring, but then later it's plowed. You ever heard that called anything referred to?
No.
All right. What about the low-lying grassland, where there's a lot of grass, and it's, or you might think of it as it's only a place that's only good for growing, raising grass or clover or alfalfa. What might you call that?
No. Don't know more. Mud lashes.
What is it?
Mud lashes.
Mud lashes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We got mud lashes.
All right. Tell me about that.
That's down, you know, where the water, where it overflows and it just be wet all the time. And then you step out in there and your mud is up. You know, it comes up over your shoes.
Uh-huh.
And it be a lot of different grass and clothes and all is out there. And look like it's dry, but you step in there and then you... mud is down in there.
Okay, now...
And you call it mud lashes.
Do you plant? Can you plant anything in that, or is it too moist?
No, it's too moist.
I see.
Yeah, it just grows, you know, grows up and...
By itself.
Yeah.
All right. What about some land inland away from a waterway that may have some trees on it, but it's open in some areas and overgrown? We have a lot of this type of ground around here in Georgia, but there's a lot of water on it at times. It stands on there. What do you call that? It has water standing on it maybe for most of the time. There's some right over here near Hampton, in that middle road that goes back to Hampton. What's that kind of ground called? And there's a great big area of it down in toward Waycross, that great big area. It's a tourist area where there's lots of fishing goes on in there.
Yeah.
But we have some land of like
right
that.
Right down here going out to below the racetrack.
Across from the racetrack.
That's
when
right.
You take the little road back into Hampton. What is that called along there?
Swamp.
All right. Mm-hmm. Would you think of that as a swamp as being big or small, covering a small area or a large area?
Large area.
All right.
Yeah, it'd be swamps.
Yes, swamps.
Yeah.
All right. In fact, down around Waco, isn't that where the
yes, down at right.
What are those down there?
Okanogan Swamps.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, that's a big tourist area, isn't
it?
A lot of people come there from around the country, I believe, to fish and just see it, don't they?
Yes, they do.
What about the place where, along the sea, where the salt hay grows, along the sea? What would you call that? Do you know? Have you ever heard that? The low-lying ground where grass grows up along the ocean, not back along a river or stream, but right along the ocean or the sea.
The beach.
Well, back of the beach, though, where it's moist, where the water stands, kind of. Something land. Now, not swamp, because there aren't trees on it. It's just over along the ocean in East Georgia. We have it back in from the beach around Savannah.
No.
All right, there aren't any trees or anything, but it's just, you heard of marshes?
Yeah.
Marshland? All right.